Okay, recording is on. Hello? Okay, hello? Hello? What happened?
Okay. Guidance, so hopefully folks at CBRSA question and answer guidance. I know that Tyrell had forwarded vote actually comes down to the elected committee and the SLA, so I just want to let you know we need to get back to give people to bring that back to the committee for some discussion. So I don't know if we want to go down these questions one by one, the Q&A, or if we want to go down the application that it is that we have to fill out. The committee did meet, and we did come up with some ideas on how the funds should be dispersed. One important item I would like to make mention, because it's new information to me, I was double-checking with the law, and some of the ideas that had come up before was, okay, well, maybe we can just give every operator X amount of dollars, whether it's $1,000 or $5,000, and then do a percentage after that. Well, here's the funds are for losses. So first we have to come up with, you know, what we're going to consider compensation, whether PPP, whether unemployment. And then, you know, you would look at your business reports from 2020 to 2019to get your losses. Now, if someone made $20,000, say, in 2019, and through unemployment or whatever we're going to consider compensation, they ended up making more than that. So say they made $23,000 in 2020. The way the law is written is they're not eligible for the funds. So the funds are only for losses. And you can't be reimbursed, or I don't know if reimbursed is the word, but, you know, if you had $4,000 in losses, you can't get $5,000. You can only get up to the amount of your losses. If you didn't have any losses, you're not eligible for the funds. So that's an important bit of information I wanted to throw out there.
Okay. So, all right, Chairman Haley, to your point, I would definitely think that the appropriate way of establishing the information that we need is to go directly line by line by, I would say, the application question, and then in turn also have the Q&A in hand to be able to reference if there's any gray areas that we've identified with any of the questions. So I think by doing it this way, we know that we've covered all of the questions in its entirety, and hopefully be able to establish an answer, a mutually agreed upon answer that we collectively feel good with in our submission to our set for these funds. So I am definitely in agreement of going question by question and using the Q&A as a reference point.
Yes, because the Q&A, some of them are cut and dry, because first question is, if you were an operator in 2020, but you no longer are an operator, are you eligible for the funds? The answer to that was no. So some of the Q&A is cut and dry. So like you said, we can refer back to the Q&A for gray areas, but I think if we're going to have to fill out this application, we should answer, you know, these questions, you know, go line by line. And I think, Brian, did I cut you off there?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I was just going to offer that I would be willing to actually read the questions as we go one by one so that the committee knows where we're at.
Yes, I was going to recommend that, because I figured if I tried to do it, we'd be here till tomorrow. Yeah. So,
happy to do that if that's what you want. So here's question number one.
Great.
Question number one. Briefly explain how the SLA will distribute the FRRP funds blind vendors to offset losses incurred during the 2020 calendar year. And then it says, example, proportional to losses incurred based on losses due to vendors spoiled or expired stock, etc. That's the entire question.
Right, yeah, I'm looking at it myself too, kind of rereading it. So are they asking what we're going to use as losses? Is that what that question means?
I believe what they're looking for here is the strategy, the you that like the items you need to include. I'm just trying to give you a flavor of what I think they're asking us to report to them.
Right. And yeah, our thought process, you know, we spoke the last time about, well, where are we going to, calculate losses based on January through December 31st, or are we going to start when we were closed, like some of us closed earlier than others, and the committee, the consensus of the committee was to use the entire year, because some people, we did make money in the first few months, but our numbers started to dwindle, say, mid-February, so we figured, you know, if you use your business report from 2019 to 2020, you know, it's going to show your losses. Some started losing before others. So we talked about using the entire calendar year as far as any money that you made. And of course, then we have to decide what's being compensated. But so that would show, you know, actual losses. The question that comes in, and I still haven't hashed it out as far as how we calculate inventory, because we had discussed prior, some may have in their voc rehab plan, they might be able to get, not necessarily reimbursed, but when they reopen, there may have been VR dollars to help them reopen. So I guess my question, would that be considered compensation, or would an operator have a choice whether to count their inventory or not count their inventory? So for instance, if you lost $5,000 in inventory, can you claim, do you have the choice to claim it as a loss or not? Like if you don't claim it as a loss and you get VR dollars, you're not really being compensated. Does that make, am I making sense?
Yeah, so let me go, and there is under the question and answer thing, bear with me a moment, vendor could show losses based on the amount of income earned in 2020 as compared to the amount of expense. Okay, that's something else. You guys have already kind of decided you're going to take the business reports of 2019 for the entire 12 months of 2019 and compare the business reports for the entire 12 months of 2020. Here it is. I'm sorry. Here's question number four. Is a blind vendor eligible for FRRP funds if the vendor's losses incurred in calendar year 2020 were unrelated to the pandemic? Yes. There is no requirement in Section 318 that a vendor's losses incurred in calendar year 2020 be tied to the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, SLAs may provide FRRP funds to compensate vendors for losses incurred during calendar year 20 when those losses are not related to the pandemic, such as losses due to hurricanes, other natural disasters, or other reasons beyond the control of the vendor. So that becomes the losses had nothing to do with COVID, but they were losses could be fund be used. So then you've got to go to the question of otherwise compensation. Should certain types of benefits, such as social security disability insurance, paycheck protection program, loans, unemployment benefits, etc., be taken into account when determining if an individual is otherwise compensated? So even though the question doesn't be our dollars, it is still something that would compensate. So if you're saying the person has lost inventory, the question is about otherwise compensated. So here's what RSA says. RSA interprets the term otherwise compensated to refer to funds that a blind vendor received from another source to compensate for the loss. If the vendor was already receiving a certain benefit before the loss was incurred, then it should not be considered compensation because of the loss. So that's for instance, you know, if a person has been getting Social Security disability for the last 10 years, that wouldn't be counting that they were getting that before the loss. But if they had compensation provided before the loss from another source, of course, loan rehab dollars are clearly another source, and that source was used to compensate for a loss, then I believe that RSA interpretation would be that that would compensation for a loss. Right.
So there's another section there that says something about a case.
by team basis. So, for instance, if we count inventory as lost, then I guess have to go down the line to see who is eligible or who's taking the vote rehab dollars. Because some people, like you mentioned, it's not in their plan, they're not eligible for those vote rehab dollars. So, for instance, if I had $5,000 worth of losses, and I can't vote rehab, well, then technically, I haven't been compensated for that $5,000, so that could count towards my losses. Is that a correct point?
I believe that's correct.
And their basis about case by case basis, I believe, was talking about some of these benefit programs that say are outside of the purview of rehab services administration oversight, like Social Security or unemployment. Those are different federal agencies. And so that's why they're saying they can't provide specific guidance on things that they don't directly oversee. But I think it's pure question. If another source compensates for your loss, I believe their interpretation would be you have been compensated from another source for that loss, and if you are going to anything, but we're excluding a particular kind of source of funds, then you would need to explain why you would exclude one. So, you couldn't just say, anyone who got over have dollars not going to count that. We're going to compensate them for their inventory loss again, even though Vault Rehab already compensated them for that very same loss. You would have to give very clear explanation as to why you're not considering that otherwise compensation. And then we'll have to see what their response would be, because again, they have to approve the fee.
Any committee members have any thoughts on that?
One, we have no idea if we're going to receive VR dollars and how much they will receive. And, you know, if that is really cool, that's
right. If you're talking about something in the future, this is about losses that weren't otherwise compensated. So what you just described is a scenario where a person was not compensated, but potentially at some point down the road may be eligible for compensation from another source. But then it would be up to that other source. That other source is required to get documentation about whether or not the person was otherwise compensated, you know, for lost inventory in, let's say, April. So Vault Rehab at that point may say, well, you're asking to be compensated for inventory. Here we are in June, you're asking to be compensated already compensated for that inventory. So that becomes more of an issue for the Vault Rehab program. If you're talking about something that may or may not happen in the future, I think this is addressing, you lost $5,000 from your location, as an example, as it got closed last February, and you're out $5,000 of inventory. Is anybody giving you $5,000 to cover the loss of that inventory? I think that's all this is happening in that particular. And then, like you said, in June, if you try to get dollars from somewhere else, that would be a different fight. You'd have to explain yourself.
That's a whole different, exactly. That's
right.
Yes. Program.
Okay.
You might in June find out you got a vote for a particular type of, you know, benefit or grant or whatever, but they're going to have their own conditions on what they look at for accessing these funds. They're only basically asking.
A past tense. What have you already been compensated for that otherwise, you know, went toward those losses in 2020?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.